Okay, today is Daf Samach Tes. We're on Samach Tes. We are about seven lines down from the top where it says, Ve'ema Mishieshla Almanos V'gerishin. So we're in the middle of discussing the Pasuk of. The Pasuk says, Ubas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, Kithiya Almana Ugrusha. If she becomes an Almana or a Gerusha, Uben Einla, and she doesn't have any children, and she can go back to her father and eat truma. So the Gemara asks, the Ema, maybe, so, and then we had a whole drusha, we had all these drushas yesterday about what the pasuk means, right? So the Ema, maybe the pasuk means as follows. Mi sheyesh l'almanus v'gerishin ba, any woman where almana and gerishin are applicable, ki les le zera, then if she doesn't have children, ka'achla, she can go back to her father and eat truma, ki isle zera, but if she does have children, lo'achla, she cannot eat truma. That's so far so good. Right. Now, mi she'ein lo almanus v'gerishin ba, if there's a relationship where there's no such thing as almana and gerishin, for example, she's married to a guy. There's no almana, there's no gerushin, there's nothing. Afal gav de isle zera, even if he has children. Nami techol, she can also go eat. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Because the only time a child will prevent her from going back to her father to resume eating truma is if there was a valid marriage with valid divorce and valid almana.
So you're saying but it, not marriage
to
children.
Exactly. Because all marriage is not a marriage. So then maybe but there's a child, there's a little boy running around. Maybe if that's the case, then she can go back and eat truma. I toss his ass on top. Tema, the bechol duchti lechomer makshinen v'acha parach the nachash lekula. Let's go lekula. I never do that. Okay. Im Kane, if that's the case, right? If that's the case, then ribuye leviyah v'yisraelis lamali. Why would I need any ribuy, which we had yesterday, for Yisraelis or a leviyah? There's no nafkamina about them. Rashi says in the last wide line on top. Im Kane, the high crawl lekulaktiv. If this pasuk is a kula. That what? That if there's no valid marriage, even if there's kids, she can go back. Then Lashmi'inan, the Zera, the Ovid Kachavim, the Eved, that the child from an Ovid Kachavim or an Eved, lo pasul, doesn't pasul her from going back to her father. Why? Because not a valid marriage. Not kids. Kids are kids. There are kids here. But they're not considered valid marriage. Ribur Leviyah v'Yisraelith, the Kasav Bey, Lamali, the Kasav Ubas, Kroy Yisera. Right, we said yesterday, Ubas is an extra. Well, we don't need all that. The only Kiddush is for a Kohenis, not for the Israelis. Okay. Now, a new question. Ulu Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'chayve Lavin, right? There's no such thing as a Kiddushin B'chayve Lavin. We don't hold like that. We hold that if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, the marriage does take effect. But they're validly married. Rabbi Akiva holds they're not validly married. For example, someone tries to be Mekadosh's own mother. That's not a marriage. You can give her a ring and you can have a fancy chuppah. It doesn't count. Rabbi Akiva holds a Chayav Elav is the same story. It doesn't count. It's not. It doesn't affect anything. So Ulu Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amu says, Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'chayve Lavin, that it doesn't work. Umay Kisiye Le'ish Zar, right? What does it mean, Kisiye Le'ish Zar? It means, Kisival, Umay Kisiye Le'ish Zar, right? It means, Ki Tival. It means bia, but kisia means bia. Almana, what? Shalom. Almana uguru shalomali, right?
If it's not Charles, what do you need to go to Almana Gerusha?
No, it just says Tibor is good enough.
What?
Yeah, just being with someone isn't enough.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So then what do you need almana and grusha for?
Right.
So the Gemara answers, almana lahachmir aleha, ugrusha lahakil aleha. Almana to be machmir, grusha to be makil, and now we'll explain. Utsrichi. Diashmin and almana, if the Torah only would have said, in the case of almana, almana hu dechiles lezera achla, only in the case of an almana, in an improper marriage, she can go back to her father and eat, mishum dechazi lekahuna, because she's allowed to marry a kohen.
Almana
can only not marry a kohen gadol. A regular kohen she can marry. Avol gerusha, but a gerusha, delochazi lekahuna. She can't marry a kohen. No kohen can marry her now. Ema afagav deles lezera lo achla, even without children. Shouldn't be able to eat. Santa halacha. V'yashmin and gerusha. And if the Torah only would have said a gerusha, gerusha hu dechi isle zera lo achla. You know why a gerusha, if there's children, she can't eat? We should delochazi lekahuna, because she's never going to go kohen again. Aval almana dechazi lekahuna, but an almana who can marry a kohen. Ema maybe afagav de isle zera, even if she has a child. Nami techel, she could also eat. Let's say. Tzrichi, that's why the Torah emphasized, no, she can't. Okay?
Did he just repeat himself?
No, not at all.
Sounds like he said the same thing.
He did not. It's fine. It's very careful. It's very fine. So, there's a chiddush for Almana. That what? Well, since she can marry a Kohen, I would have thought maybe let's be a little mamachmer. And even if she has a child, she could still go back to her father and she can't eat truma. I'm sorry. Even if she doesn't have a child, she can't eat truma.
By an almana.
When almana is married to a kohen,
right, right.
She's eating truma. I'm sorry, she's a bas kohen.
Right.
She becomes an almana. Now she goes back home to her father.
Right.
Can she eat truma? I would have thought, even if she doesn't have children, she can't eat truma. Why would I have thought that?
Because she can't marry
another kohen.
Right.
And I would have thought a garusha. Even if she has children, she can go back to her father and eat truma. Why? Because she can never marry a kohen again. That's what the Torah said both. Each one's teaching you a nekuda. Now, the ema maybe, nivala, lepasala, af, machzir, grushaso. Maybe what the Torah is telling us is that there'll be a psul if he marries his own divorcee. Says Rashi on the bottom, the ema, nivala lepasala af b'machzeh grushaso, mishaniseith la'acher, after she married someone else, which now you're not allowed to do that, right? Daha zar hu etla, she's considered a zar, v'tafsi lo ba kedushin, but the kedushin still works. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. Alma, Tanya b'acholet, Lama Tanya b'acholet, hikshera v'lada kasher, she's okay, the children are okay, v'okimda kshera l'kahuna, v'kol shkein l'truma. So why is that? I'm not sure why that is. We'll get to that later. We did that already, but I'm not sure, I don't remember why. Anyway, le'ish zar amar achmana, the reason is, because it says le'ish zar, misha zar etzlamei kara. Yeah, someone's a total stranger. L'afuke hai, the lozar etzlamei kara hu. Not a total stranger. She's not a total stranger. They had a relationship. They were married for 10 years. Okay.
So in other words, it's not a problem.
What?
She could go back to eat truma. She does go back to eat
truma.
In the case of Masi, she does go back.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Next. Ihachi, if that's true, right? Chalal, Dilav zarhu meikara, a chalal. What's a chalal? A chalal is a boy born from a pasul kohen. Let's say a kohen marries a gerusha. They have a chalal. Chalal, Dilav zar meikara, Dilav zarhu meikara. He's not considered an ish zar.
What?
Because she's allowed to marry a kohen. He's allowed to marry a kohenes. Fine, he's allowed to marry a kohenes. He's just not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to marry lo lifsol. He should not passel his wife from eating truma.
His wife or his mother?
His wife. But he does. So the Gemara answers, Amar Kra, lo yichalel zaro ba'amov. Umakish zaro lo. We make a hekesh. Mahu puzzle. Afzaro nami puzzle. So if he's puzzle, so too are his children and his wife as well. Okay. Next. The aim.
Why is he answering with a Kohen Gadol? We're talking about a regular Kohen.
No Kohen
Gadol.
Huh? No, but I'm saying this limud he's bringing from Kohen Gadol.
Right, right, right. The point is that just like a Kohen Gadol, when he marries an almana, he passels himself and his children.
Yeah.
So too, a chalal is a child of a passel kuhuna marriage.
Would mess this woman up.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, ve'ema mishas havaya. Maybe this applies from the moment they get married, even if they don't have bia, just the marriage itself. Without bia, just a marriage. They have a chuppah, they're going to have a honeymoon, and before the honeymoon, someone says, hey, wait a minute, isn't this puzzle marriage here? Who allowed this? Oh, you know what, you're right, let's give a divorce right now. So is that a problem? They got married, but they're not just marriage. Right? Right? Well, let's say he died. Let's say he died before they were able to consummate the marriage. He died. So is she a chalala? This wife?
She's an
amana. She's an amana 100%.
Right.
But is she a chalal?
Even the consummate, she's not a chalal.
What?
Even the consummate, she's not a chalal. Her children may be chalal, but she's not a chalal.
I know, but does she now become possible that she can't marry another Kohen?
She's an amana. She's allowed to marry another Kohen.
But this was a possible marriage. For whatever reason.
What was the plus?
I don't know.
Because he consummated the marriage?
No, because she married someone who was puzzled to her.
Yeah.
Ooh, where'd you say that? Where'd you say that?
That's the question. Ve'ema mishas havaya. Maybe from the moment of marriage, she becomes puzzled to other people.
Other people.
How could that be? No. Yeah, maybe she's an almana.
Yeah.
And maybe he's the Kohen Gadol. And they got married. Now, she can marry another Kohen.
Right.
But one second, but she married a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
But they never consummated the marriage. So is that enough to apostle her? So...
He can't go on the honeymoon
because
he's a
Kohen Gadol. Right. Oh, so Dumya, the Kohen Gadol Balmana. Just like that. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana Bibia. No, Bia is the kicker. Not the marriage, it's the Bia. Ahaf hai nami Bibia. So too, always going to be the Bia. Ve'ema, maybe...
So you say the Kenyan by the Kohen Gadol is the Bia?
Yeah.
So the class of style is not going to work by them.
Correct. The ema maybe ad ikah havaya ubiya, maybe you need both. In other words, maybe a rape would not count either. No, dumya de kohen gadol balmana ma kohen gadol balmana bebiya lechuda, just be alone af hai. So to here bebiya lechuda, be alone. Okay, now that ends the Tanakama's opinion yesterday. There were two more shitas. There was the shita of Rabbi Yossi and the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay? What did Rabbi Yossi say yesterday? Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shazaro posel posel. Anytime the children are posel, this marriage is posel. She ain't zaro posel, ain't a posel. And if the children are not posel, the marriage is not posel. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It means one thing. My ikka beitanakama l'rebi. What's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? What's the difference? In other words, what's Rabbi Yossi say? We said yesterday, right? A Moavi, a Moni, a Ger, a Mitzri, all these puzzled people. So Rabbi Yossi said, no, it depends. If the children become puzzled, it's a problem. And if not, not. What's he say? Right? So this one marriage where you're not allowed to marry the person, but the children are not puzzled. How could that? What marriage is that? What is that? My ikka betanakama l'Rabbi Yossi, am Rabbi Yochanan mitzri sheni va'adomi sheni. The halacha is if a mitzri becomes a ger, he's not allowed to marry a regular Jew. His son is not allowed to marry a regular Jew, but his grandson is. Third generation, they're allowed to. So you marry a second generation mitzri. Right? You marry a second generation mitzri, that was an improper marriage. But the kids are kosher. The kids are good kids. That's what Yossi meant to say. The only time, call Zaro Puzzle, if the children are Puzzle, like who? Like an Amoni, a Moavi, then Posel. then she can no longer marry a Kohen. She married this guy. But if the children are going to be kosher, because she married a second generation Mitzri, and the third generation Mitzri, the kids are kosher, then this marriage turns sour, oh, he dies, can she marry another Kohen? Yes, she can. She's a possible marriage? No, but the kids are kosher. If the kids are kosher, it's kosher the marriage. And then she can marry someone else. If she marry another Kohen. You hear that? And a mitzvah sheni, those marriages themselves are improper. The kids are good kids. The kids are considered kosher, and they can marry anybody. And therefore, that's what his shita. Ushnei lalamdua elami kohen gadol balmana, and they both learn out this prat from the case of a kohen gadol marrying almana. Tanakama savar, Tanakama holds ma kohen gadol balmana should be asa ba'aveira. The bias and aveira uposel, and then she can't eat truma anymore. Af hai nami posel. So too, the bia is a problem. Don't tell me the kids are kosher. The bia is a problem. Therefore, if she does have bia with this mitzvah sheni, she can't eat truma the rest of her life. It's a punishment. Verbiosi savar, no. Kohen gadol. Ma kohen gadol. Shazaro posel. When a kohen gadol marries an almana, the children are posel. Af kol shazaro posel. So too, anytime there are improper children, posel, the woman becomes posel. Lafuke mitzvah sheni. The entire apostle. A mitzvah sheni, the children are not apostle. They can even marry a Kohen. They can even marry a Kohen. The children.
The children are allowed to eat truma. She's not. The mother is not.
Correct. The chsiv. Bonam asha yivodu lehem dar shlishi yavol lehem b'kal Hashem. After the third generation, they're allowed to come into the Kal Hashem. That's Reb Yossi's shita. One more shita. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. What did he say? He said, Kal sha'ata noze bito, if you could marry the daughter, ata noze is almanoso, then you can marry the almana. Right? But if you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the almana. What was that? What's that? What does that mean?
Well, that sounds similar to the previous.
It's similar. Yeah. Right? So we know that Amoni, you're not allowed to marry, an Amoni is not allowed to become a ger. What about a female Amoni? She is allowed to. Someone like Rus. Right? That's Mo's mutter. Right? That's what we're talking about. Right? Amai Ika, Ben Rabiosi, Lerab Shir Ben Amliel. What's going on? Amar Ula, Ger Amoni Umawavi Ika Benayu. A Ger Amoni Umawavi. Because a Ger Amoni Umawavi, you're not allowed to marry. But the women, you are. Right? Ushneim Loam Lamduha Ella Mikoen Gadol Balmana. And all this was learned out. Same thing. The model is from the Kohen Gadol marrying an almana. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana, Shazaro Pasol. Just like when a Kohen Gadol marries an almana, the children become Pasol, Uposel, and they also Pasol the mother from eating Truma. Af Kol, Shazaro Pasol. So too, anytime that there are kids that are Pasol, Posel. Right? Now, a Ger, Amoni, or Moavi, right? Right? They have Pasol children. They're going to Pasol the marriage. Rishim Megam Bil Savar, Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana, Shekol Zairo Pasol Uposel, just like by a Kohen Gadol and an Almana. Every child born to this couple is a problem. Ah, so too, Kol Shekol Zairo Pasol. Every child's going to be a problem. La Fuke Uposel, and it'll Pasol from eating Truma. La Fuke Amoni Umoavi, to exclude an Amoni Umoavi, they ain't Kol Zairo Pasol. Not every child's going to be a problem. Why? Because the females are not a problem. The Amar Mar, Amoni Velo Amonis, Moavi Velo Moavis. A female Amoni is Mutter. A female Moavi is Mutter, right? So it's not compared to a bia of a Kohen Gadol to an almana, and therefore it won't possible the wife. Okay? You like all that?
Weird.
Very hard. Very hard. Okay? Doesn't get easier.
No?
No. Okay, ready? Let's say Ha'ones v'hamafata. Let's say a Yisrael rapes or seduces a Bas Kohen. So we know that if a Bas Kohen is married to a Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma. Is this considered married?
Right.
Right, or seduced.
What do you mean? There's no children. No children.
Doesn't have to have children. No. If a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, a nice marriage, no children, she has to stop eating Truma. Right, she can't say, I want to go back to my mother for supper, I want to have Truma over there. Right. She's not allowed to. She's married too.
While they're married.
Right.
Here, is this considered married? Ha'ones v'hamafata. Yisrael to a Bas Kohen. Or the Hashota. Or a Shota that marries a Bas Kohen. It's not really a marriage. Because a Shota doesn't have any das. It's not really marriage. Right? Lo poslim. None of that passes her from eating Truma. Why? None of that's a marriage. It's not a marriage. None of this is a marriage. A rape is not a marriage. A seduction is not a marriage. A shot is also not a marriage. None of that's a marriage. Or the other way around. What if a Kohen does this to a Bas Yisrael? A Kohen seduces a Bas Yisrael, or the Kohen rapes a Bas Yisrael, or the Kohen's a Shota and marries a Bas Yisrael. So now she gets, ooh, now I can eat Truma. This guy seduced me. Right? Right? V'lo ma'achilin. And none of these relationships let her eat Truma. She's not allowed to eat before, she's not allowed to eat, nothing changed. Exactly. What was the havmin?
She's not married.
Okay. Okay. Now, the im and if a Bas Kohen has relations lemi she'ein ru'uyin lavo b'Yisrael with somebody who's not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, hare elu poslim. Apostles are from eating Truma.
That's the case. It's married.
Yeah, to a guy, let's say. Okay.
No, married or just rape?
What?
No, this was marriage. That's what I just asked.
No, not a rape. Not a rape. I don't know if it's a marriage either. It just could be a fling. Right? But if she does it willingly, possible from eating Truma.
No, it is talking about...
It's talking about
rape
what?
Or...
Yeah?
Because how old is Amifatas? The im ain and ruin lavob l'istro. I mean, you talk about these same cases.
Okay, I'm not sure what that line means. The im ain ruin lavob l'istro. What does that mean?
The mamzer and nursing, right?
Yeah, okay, this is a hard line. There's more to get to it.
Because you talk about onis and mefate.
Okay. Leave that line for a minute. Okay. Ketad, what's going on? What's the cases? So Yisrael, Sheba, Albas Kohen. If the Yisrael either seduces Re Onos or Pitoy to a Bas Kohen, right? Tocha b'Truma. She can continue eating Truma. Why? We're just repeating ourselves. It's not a marriage. By the same token, Ibra.
She can.
She's a Bas Kohen. She can continue eating Truma. Ibra. 1 minute. Now she's pregnant. Lo tocha b'Truma. She can't. She cannot eat Truma. Okay? She cannot eat Truma. Nechtach ha'ubar. If there's a miscarriage, so there's no baby, b'meyeha, while she's pregnant, tochal, she can go back and eat truma. Okay? So far, so good.
Why, the fetus passes her?
Yes, the fetus passes her. Yeah. Why? We'll get to that. Hayakohen Shabbat al Bas Yisrael. If a Kohen has relations with a Bas Yisrael, not a onos, or pitui, right? Lo tochal b'truma. She cannot eat, still can't eat truma. She's a Bas Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. Nothing changed.
Right.
Ibra, right? If she's pregnant, lo tochal. She still can't eat Truma. So, ooh, now I'm pregnant from him. Now I can eat Truma. Right? Says Rashi, Ibra lo tochal. Sheha ubor eino machalif imo yisraelis. An ubor doesn't let all Yisraelis eat Truma. Ad sheyatzel avir olam. Until the baby's born. Until it's actually born. Kedichsev, like it says, fine. Yalda, we had that before. Yalda, once the baby's born, tochal. Now she can eat truma. Now she could. Nimtza, what do you see from here? Kochosha ben gadol Koach shel ben gadol mishel av. The koach of the son is better than the koach of the father. Why?
The father couldn't.
The husband, son, or the man, yeah, the perpetrator, whatever you want to call this guy, he could not let her eat truma, but the son does. Yeah. Right, this son is a kohen. He's a chol, but he's a kohen. So now his mother can eat truma. The son lets the mother eat truma, not the kohen, not the husband, or the father.
A cemetery alive, not
right, right. Okay? Ha'eved, in Eved, pasal mishum bia, the ain't pasal mishum zera. In Eved, pasal's because of bia, not because of zera. What does that mean? Keita, what does that mean? Bas Yisrael, le kohen. If a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, or Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, or the other way around, doesn't make a difference. V'yol da'amenu ben, they have a son. So this son is, let's say he's the son of a kohen. His mother's a Yisrael, and his father's a kohen. V'halach ha'ben, and this ben goes, v'nichbash al ha'shifcha. And he goes ahead and has relations with a shifcha. Okay? This son. That's a mistake. He shouldn't have done that. V'yol da'amenu ben, and now she has a son. So the grandparents, there's nothing wrong with them. One's a Kohen, one's a Yisrael.
Right.
They have a son. He's nothing wrong with him either. He goes ahead and marries a Shifcha. And they have a son. A grandson. Harezeh Eved. That grandson.
He's a Shifcha
Kananis. Yes, a Shifcha Kananis. So that grandson has the status of an Eved. Because it goes after the mother. The mother's
not
an Eved.
Not even Jewish.
Right.
Right.
Hoysa Im Aviv Bas Yisrael Lekohen. Now the grandmother, she's a Bas Yisrael,
right,
she's married to a Kohen. The halacha is that she's allowed to eat truma as long as it's a descendant of the marriage. Her husband dies, the Kohen dies,
right,
her son dies.
Our son dies.
Everyone dies. The only one alive is the grandson whose mother is a Shifcha Kananis. You hear? She's the only one left, this boy. Lo tochal b'truma. She cannot eat truma. Why can't she eat truma? Because it's not considered a zera. You hear?
Or it goes after the mother.
What? Exactly. And the mother is a Shifcha Kananis.
No,
so it's exactly not considered a zera. Now the grandmother is Yisrael, Bas Yisrael. She's allowed to eat truma. Her husband died.
Right.
Her husband was a Kohen.
Right.
She's allowed to eat truma as long as there's a descendant.
Until her son dies.
Her son also died. So now can she eat truma? No, because the grandson is not considered a zera.
Not her zera.
Exactly. Right? Okay. Got that?
Yeah.
Now, Bas.
In a normal case where the grandchild was born from. In a normal case where a grandchild was born from the Jewish people, not Shifcha, and her father died, the same case.
Then she can eat truma.
She
has a grandson. A regular grandson. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
She can eat truma. No question about it. Now, Bas Kohen Yisrael. Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. If it's the other way around. If a Bas Kohen's married to a Yisrael. And the same thing happened. Bas Kohen to a Yisrael. They're married for 20 years. Wait a second. Once she gets married, she stops eating truma. She's married for 20 years. She has a husband. She has a son. The son goes ahead and marries a Shifcha. They have a grandson. Then everyone dies except for the grandson. Can she go back to her father and eat truma? Yes. Not considered a zera.
She's a
Bas Kohen. Everybody died. Tochal b'truma. She can go back and eat truma. That's what the point was. It said that a Eved posel mishum bia, then a posel mishum zera. Right? There's no, not considered children. He's running around in shul, doesn't make a difference. He's not considered a child.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
is the Shifcha Kananis considered, has the status of a Jew?
Yeah, like a woman. I don't know if status of a Jew. I don't know.
Does this boy, is mentioned in shul, I know you're joking, but is he Jewish, this boy?
I don't think so. Now, Mamzer, what about a Mamzer? What about a Mamzer? Posel Umachil. A mamzer apostles but allows eating. Ketzad, what's the example of that? Bas Yisrael Lekohen or Bas Kohen Yisrael. The grandparents are regular people. One's a Kohen, one's not a Kohen. V'yol daimenu Bas. They have a daughter. V'halcho Bas v'nithes le'eved olo v'kochavim. And she goes ahead and marries a guy or an eved or a mamzer. Doesn't make a difference, right? Yeah. Fielder Menu Ben, and they have a son. Harei a mamzer. That son's a mamzer.
Awesome.
Why? Because the Gemara is going to say this Mishnah holds, like the man to Omar, like Rabbi Akiva, that an Eved is a mamzer. So his grandson now is a mamzer. Now everybody else dies, except for the grandson.
How is it even the previous case with the Shifcha Kenadis? That's not considered a mamzer.
What? No, there the wife was, the woman was a Shifcha Kenadis.
What's the difference?
What?
The difference?
Here the child's Jewish. The mother, the daughter's Jewish. The only problem is your child's a mamzer. So now is that considered a child? Is that considered Zera? If the grandmother is a Bas Yisrael, can she continue eating Truma? The answer is yes. It's a child, it's a descendant. So what? That doesn't make a difference. Other than conversely, if she's a Bas Kohen, and she married a Yisrael, they had a daughter, and the daughter married a Goy, and now they have a Mamzer. Now everyone dies. Can she go back to her father and eat Truma? Absolutely not. This is the child here, the grandson. It's a mamzer, but it's considered zera. The key is zera. It's considered zera.
Why did she make the zera that maybe she'll bring home food to this mamzer also?
Right, I don't know. It's a grandson. Haisa aim imo bas yisrael the kohen. If the grandmother is married to a kohen, tocha b'truma, she can continue eating truma. Bas kohen li yisrael, if it's a bas kohen married to yisrael and everyone dies except for the grandson, lo tocha b'truma, she can't go back and eat truma. Why not? Because it's zera here. The grandson, he's a mamzer. That's still considered zera. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said mamzer posel lumachil. It's a puzzle thing, but the truma doesn't stop.
It's a
gezunt. Kohen gadol, a kohen gadol, pa'am shu posel. Sometimes pa'am shu posel. Sometimes it's puzzle. Kate said, "What? Like what? They're ready for this case? It's a crazy case. Bas kohen li Yisrael." A Bas Kohen married to Yisrael. So far, so good. V'yolda ha'menu Bas. They have a daughter. V'holcha Bas v'niseis l'kohen. The daughter goes ahead and marries a Kohen. So far, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. V'yolda ha'menu Ben. And they have a son.
He's a Kohen.
Not only that, ha'reizeh roi Leos Kohen Gadol. This son could be the Kohen Gadol.
Why not?
Why not? No, what are we? Oh, mate, he can stand. U'mishamesh al gabi mizbeach. And he can serve in the Mizbeach too.
What's happening in the back?
Nothing. However, his mother, by the way, his mother is a Yisrael.
A Bas Yisrael.
Why? Because his grand, because her father was a Yisrael. Happens to be the grandmother was a Bas Kohen. The grandfather's a Yisrael. They have a daughter. She's considered a Bas Yisrael. She marries a Kohen. The grandson now could be the Kohen Gadol. Why not? Right? No reason why not. Not only that, Maichelas Imo, this grandson allows his mother to eat Truma. Why? Because he's a descendant. Right? Uposel Aim Imo, but posels the grandmother from eating Truma. Because the grandmother was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael. Once they got married, she stops eating truma.
And while she has descendants,
so all the descendants will never let her eat truma anymore.
Even though
her grandson's the Kohen Gadol, even though the grandson's a Kohen, it stops her from eating truma. You hear this?
That's a crazy case.
It's a crazy thing, right? Zos omeres. That's what we mean when we say lo kivnei Kohen Gadol shupaslani mina truma. My grandson, the Kohen Gadol, doesn't let me eat truma. You hear that? Because everyone else died. Her husband died. All her children died. So she would love to go back to her father and eat truma. The problem is her grandson's the Kohen Gadol. It's a funny thing.
She has to be careful when she eats in her grandson's
house. Exactly. Okay, good. Tanina Laha Dutana Rabbanan. This actually goes in, this jives.
Her father's still alive. Everyone else gets
this. This jives with what we said before, the Tana Rabbanan, a shote, the katan or a katan, shenasu nashim, if they get married, umesu and they die, mishosehen, their wives, peturim min achalitza umin ayibum. They don't need the yibum, they don't need chalitza. It wasn't a marriage. Right? So the Gemara is going to say later on, so then why do we allow this to happen?
Why
Why do we allow the shoulder to marry? It's cotton we don't allow even. But cotton we allow because he's going to grow up. Why a shota? So the Gemara is going to say later, because you can have shalom bayis with a shota, you can't have shalom bayis with a cheresh. You can have such a thing, it's possible to have shalom bayis like that. We'll still get to that Gemara later. Ketad, what's the example? Yisrael shabah bas kohen. Yisrael, I wanted to skip, did I skip?
No.
Oh, ketad, the Mishnah said, once she becomes pregnant, she has to stop. And everyone said, what do you mean? Why does she have to stop? Right? Kivan de ibra lo tochal. Once she's pregnant, she has to stop eating. Why? Why does she have to stop eating? Because that's the halacha.
She's
what?
She's pregnant.
Right.
She doesn't have a child yet.
What?
Even though she doesn't have a child yet. Only in this case
just pregnancy alone. So then if that's the case, Lecha Shema Ibra, then in every case, she's pregnant, stop eating truma. So the Gemara says, no, Milo Tanan, didn't we learn, that it was a case where they mixed up the wives, so everyone has to wait 3 months, right, see if anyone's pregnant. So what, how come over here they can eat truma until the pregnancy is recognizable? Why? Maybe she's pregnant? Now, because all we care about is to make sure there's no mamzerim. If you marry the wrong wife, we have to wait now and see. Hopefully, no one's pregnant. It's a disaster. But truma, we're not choshesh. So, but truma lo chashishu. That's not true. For a time, but we learned. Harei ze gite. Someone says, "Here's your get. Sha'achas, 1 hour kodem lemisasi. 1 hour before I die. It'll be chal. 1 hour before I die." The halacha is asur lechal truma riyad. She has to stop eating truma right away because he could die anytime. Then once he dies, she can't eat truma anymore. Right? Ela amar Rabba Baravuna binisu in chashishu biznus lo chashishu. This is nus. This is onesu mafate. So what do we say? If onesu mafate, she could continue eating truma. Maybe she's pregnant, but it's nus. So if it's nus, we're not choshesh. Why not? People can become pregnant from that too.
Yeah.
But in the suh, we are choshesh. So a valid marriage, we're choshesh. Tosfos says on second Tosfos, b'nesu biznus lo choshishu, k'depirish b'kuntris. The isha mizane, now I don't know how you can do this, but isha mizane mishapeches. When a woman gets mizane, she does something to her body, k'dei shelo tisaber, to make sure she doesn't get pregnant. Somehow she gets the zera out of her, so she doesn't become pregnant. What exactly that means, I don't know. V'shota nami, shota also afal pi shenaseh lo. Even though they're married, misapechet, it's like a fake marriage. It's a derabanan marriage. Misapeches, she also tries to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. The ein rochel is aber mimenu. She doesn't want to become pregnant. Lefi sheyira shelo tuchal lisbola. She won't be able to handle it. Having a shota husband and a child, it's not going to work out. So she also doesn't do it. What? It's a good question. So what does this mean exactly?
Yeah.
Now, ubenesu michoshesu. Is it true for the suva choshesh? For Tanya, bas kohen, a bas kohen shenitzeh liYisrael. If a bas kohen is married to Yisrael, mace, and he dies, right? So now, toveleth, she goes to the mikvah for chelas b'tshuma l'erev. She can eat tshuma that night. Maybe she's pregnant. She was happily married to this guy who died suddenly. Maybe she's pregnant. Amar Rav Chista answers, Shenisei Sli Yisrael. Shenisei Sli Yisrael. She was married to Yisrael.
Oh.
Yes. I'm sorry. Amar Rav Chista, Tovelos Valchelos Adar Boim. Yeah, it's only until 40 days. Only for 40 days she could do that. For the first 40 days. Di Lomi Abra, Ha Lomi Abra. If she's not pregnant, you're not. I'm not pregnant. Vimi Abra. And if she is pregnant, Adar Boy, Maya Ba'alma. For the first 40 days, it sounds Maya Ba'alma. Amar Le'Abaya Iachi Ema Seifa. So 1 second, the Seifa said, Hukar Ubra B'Meyeha. If you see she's pregnant, Temikul Kelis L'Mafreya. And anything she ate before becomes a problem. So why is that a problem? So Maya Mukul Kelis. What does it mean? It means Adar Boy. No, until the first 40 days, there's no issue. There's no payment back. After that, you ate, and then he died. That's a limit of Freya. From day 40 till the death, yeah, you have to pay that back. That's a problem. Okay, listen to this next Gemara. Itmar. So we know that a marriage is in two stages. There's Erusin and Nisuin. During Erusin, you're allowed to have relations?
No.
What if you did?
It's married.
What? It's married. Itmar. Habo al Arusaso. If you have relations with your own Arusa, the Beit Chamav in your father-in-law's house, so she's still living at home, Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. The Vlad's a Mamzer. Ushmul Amar Havlad Shtuki. The Vlad's a Shtuki. Shtuki comes from the word Shtok. Be quiet. Don't be quiet about that kid. We don't want to talk about that kid. Be quiet about that kid. It's not a Mamzer, though. It's a Suffolk Mamzer. Amar Rava. Estaber Milsa de Rav, the Dami Ma'alma. I think Rav is right if there's rumors she's a runaround. Right? Avalo Dami Ma'alma. But if there's no rumors that she does that, then Basra didayin shadin and lay. We would assume that he's the father. Amar Rava.
After she's.
See, if you have rumors, she can't sit still. She's running around with people. Then yeah, the father's a mamzer. Who said he's the father? But if there's no rumors like that, the chances are it's him. Amar Rava. Mana amin Allah. How do I know that? Diktani, because it said in our Mishnah, Yolda Tochel. If she has a child, our Mishnah said that, right? A man seduced a woman, a Kohen, seduced a woman to have a child, now she can eat Truma. Hey Chidami, Ilema, you want to tell me, Ilema, the Daima Ma'alma, Yolda, the Daima Ma'alma, if there were rumors about her, am I Tochel? Why could she eat?
Right.
Rumors about her.
It could be from
some other man.
Right.
It must be the rumors about this guy.
This guy,
the Kohen. Velo daima mi alma, but no one else. Just this guy. Right? Uma hasam de lahai yisura ulahai yisura. Now, in that case, she's also to this guy. She's also to every other guy. Nevertheless, basra da din shadinale. We assume that the guy that we hear rumors about is the guy who got her pregnant. Hacha over here, the Lahai Yisura, this, everyone else in the world is Aser. Lahai Yitera, this is the husband.
Right.
It's going to be the husband. Heter means in the future. So Lo Kolshkein? So for sure we'll assume it's this guy. Make sense? Right? Make sense? I'll have to stop here. I was stopping right. The truth is the sugi doesn't end until the parak ends. Until the two dots over there. But we can't get there now anyway, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.
Menachem, I'm not you an expert in the honest. The case from this parsha.